Tirna, IT, the second and final day of qualifications at the World Archery 3D Championships have come to an end. Canadians, both male and female, shot in four different bow categories. Six archers from Canada shot in the compound category at the competition. Blair Street Amont shot a score of 867 and landed in the 46th spot in the standings. Joe Sarrazin placed right after his teammate in the 47th place, with a score of 820. Leon Laffin rounded out the team in the men's division, with a qualification of 49th and a score of 779. None of the male compound archers from Canada will move forward into the elimination round, as only the top 22 archers advanced. Monica Higgins was the highest-ranked Canadian female compound archer. Shooting over the last 2 days has resulted in her score of 866 and her 16th place standing. She will compete against Brenda Gonzalez from Mexico in the first pool match on September 8 at 2:15 p.m. Central Europe Summer Time. April Willis shot her score of 855, which landed her in 20th place. Her first match will be against American Lee Jarrett at the same time as her teammate's match. Andrea Weens was not far behind with a 22nd place qualification and 847 points. The match against Alba Maria Guerrero Sanchez from Spain will also take place at 2:15 p.m. Central Europe Summertime on Thursday. The barebow category showcased the performances of three Canadian archers, all male. William Alex Melnick was the highest-ranking Canadian in the entire competition. He shot a strong score of 868 and earned the third spot in standings. Melnick will not shoot until September 8 at 4:30 p.m. Central Europe Summer Time, as he must await the results of three prior matches to determine who his opponent will be. Jovica Jukic shot a score of 783, which earned him a 20th place. He moves on to face Matteo Seghetta, Italy, in the first round on September 8 at 2:15 p.m. Central Europe Summer Time. Billy Sanderson shot a 652, which meant that he landed in the 43rd spot. Unfortunately, Sanderson will not advance into the next round as the top 22 archers were slated to move on. In the longbow division, there were four archers from Canada. Fred Streloff totaled a score of 644 and earned a 24th spot. Greg "Bud" Detling landed in the 38th qualification spot and shot a combined score of 581 over the 2 days of shooting. Jays Tostyniuk is the final archer in the category. He shot a 505 and landed in 46th place. The top 22 archers advanced into the elimination rounds, which meant that no Canadian males moved on. Miranda Sparks was the sole Canadian woman in the longbow category. She landed close to the middle of the pack, with a 16th place qualification and 528 points. Sparks will shoot off against Slovenian Irena Maverick Plesko in her first match on September 8 at 9:15 a.m. Central Europe Summer Time. Moving over to the final division, three male and one female shooters represented Canada with a traditional bow. Mark Britton shot arrows to a combined total of 771, which earned him the 15th place. He moves on to shoot against Ola Klapbakken from Norway to also shoot at 9:15 a.m. Central Europe Summertime on Thursday. The second archer in the category is Jenshin Zoto, who shot a score of 656. This meant that he qualified in the 41st spot. Brad Hakowicz scored 541 points and was in the 50th qualified place. Unfortunately, neither Zoto or Hakowicz will move on to the elimination rounds. Trudy Dryden, the one female in this division, earned herself the 9th spot in the qualification rankings with a score of 662. Her first match opponent will be determined by two prior matches. She will shoot at 10:45 a.m. Central Europe Summertime on September 8. Over in the team competition, the Canadian men's team of Melnick, St. Amant, and Streloff totaled a score of 2,379 and the 10th spot. On the women's side, Dryden, Higgins, Sparks, Canada combined for a qualifying score of 2056, landing them in 9th. The compound mixed team of Higgins and St. Amant ended up in 10th place with a total score of 1733. Canada has qualified in the 10th place in the mixed longbow team division, with the combined score of 1172 from Sparks and Streloff. The final team standing saw Dryden and Britton as the traditional mixed team, with a final score of 1433 in the 6th spot. Unfortunately, none of the Canadian teams will advance into the elimination rounds. Today was the last qualification round, says Renee Schaub, team manager. Most archers shot better than their first qualification round. The courses were difficult with steep hills and plus 34 degrees, which made it challenging. All the archers came back on a positive note. Tomorrow is all the team events, so Team Canada will be taking a well-deserved rest. Each elimination round will consist of shooting one arrow each at four targets. The first and second placed archers in each category jump straight to the semi-finals. All other archers who qualify for the eliminations are placed in pools based on their ranking. The higher the score and the ranking of the archer, the fewer rounds they have to shoot. The winners of each pool will face off against each other in the quarterfinals. The winners of those matches will go on to face the first and second placed athletes in the semifinals. After that, the winners of each semifinal will face off for the gold, while the other two will shoot for bronze. The Canadians will have a day off, since the team matches are taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 7. Individual elimination rounds will begin on Thursday. To see all the scores and match results going forward, click here, https://info.enco.net/.